radio communications. Before I begin, is there any emergency or priority traffic? Please call KF6Q. Hearing none, are there any... All right, couple of announcements. First off, anybody who has wants any more information on the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club, go to bbarc.org, bbarc.org, and there's a lot of information there about the stuff the club does, repeater nets and stuff like that, and all the other stuff they do during the year. All right, topic for this evening, we're going to have Jim Lloyd, KJ6KDL, is going to help host and actually take control of Tech Tuesday for the most part. Hi. We're going to talk about audio, your microphone, your DSP, and all the other good stuff out there. If you've got an HT, well, he's even got some cool stuff you can do with that. And I don't know if we're going to probably not get all the stuff covered this evening, but we do want to carry on with this, so if it spans over a couple of weeks or more, not a problem. All right, first off, let's do our roster, starting with WB6CLZ, Mike.
Good evening, Tom, and everyone on the net. This is WB6CLZ in Placentia. Back to you, Tom.
And good evening, Mike. Glad to have you out there. How about WB6CIN, Cindy?
Good evening, Tom. This is WB6CIN.
Well, good evening, Cindy. Glad to have you and Mike there from Placentia. And hope the weather is just beautiful down there like it is up here. Next, I have KA6CIA, George.
Good evening, Tom and the group, KA6CIA.
And good evening, George from Lucerne Valley. Glad to have you listening in this evening. Next on my list, I have KJ6HZS Mike. Nothing heard there. How about WA6IATC Rod? And that's from Rod this evening. How about KJ6FIL Mike in Redlands?
Good evening, all. KJ6FIL.
And good evening there, Mike. Glad to have you with us. And let's see if we have him listening in. How about WB6PBZ, Ray? And don't hear Ray out there this evening. How about KJ6KDL, Jim? Boy, I hope he's there. And KJ6KDK, Rosemary.
Hey, KJ6KDL here, and you're not going to believe this. I forgot to adjust the time on my recorder. I think it's recording, so I hope I catch it for this evening. And KDK is here.
KJ6KDK.
Well, okay, I hope so, too. let's see. Yes, yeah, spring ahead, so it's really only 6. Whoa, I don't know, Jim. Let's see. It may start up just when we're getting done. Anyway, let's move ahead. KI6IQA, Kelly.
Good afternoon, KI6IQA.
And good afternoon, Kelly. Glad to have you out there. How about K9AOG, Stephen from Long Beach?
This is Stephen, K9AOG in Long Beach.
Stephen, glad to have you out there this evening. Thanks. Glad you could join us. Appreciate that. How about K6GVL Ron in Green Valley? Nothing out there from Ron this evening. How about AD6PL Harold?
Good evening, AD6PL.
And good evening, Harold. Glad to have you out there. Let's see. Next, I have KJ6PYV. Dave.
Good evening, Tom and Annette. KJ6PYV, checking in.
And good evening, Dave. Glad to have you out there. Boy, you're out there all the time. Appreciate that. How about, let's see if they're, I think they're out of town, but we'll see if they're out there. W6JLM Judith, W6KMM Kent. And nothing heard from Ken and Judith. How about K2BBL Allen? Nothing out there from Allen. How about Ron, WA6HF? And nothing heard from Ron. How about K6YNW, Chris? And nothing from Chris. How about W6POO, Chip?
Hey, Tom, the Nest, W6POO here in Palm Springs. No traffic. Back to you.
And good evening there, Chip. Glad to have you out there. Let's see. How about KD6LAN Bill?
Yeah, good evening. I'm not under the car tonight. Sorry for the noise. It's the lights are on. KD6LAN.
Well, actually, your audio is really good, Bill. Surprising, and if you are surprised, maybe you're getting it on your end, but we're not getting it on this end, so no problem. Glad to have you out there. How about WA6DLB Donna? Nothing heard. How about NQ7RD Rick? And nothing heard. How about AE6CK Victor?
Good evening, Tom and Renette, Victor Santa Fe Springs, and I wonder what's the weather like. Is what I heard is warm right now, right? Over.
Victor, you'd think summer got here in the last 2 days. All that white stuff, there's still some around, definitely on the mountain. It's going to start disappearing quick if this keeps up. All right, not sure if he's back. I think he was over in Arizona. How about KA6ROD, Rod? Nothing heard, and I think Christy's at a meeting, but we'll call her anyway. KB6LTY, Christy. And nothing heard. How about W6JET, Rob?
Good evening to the net from Temple City, W6JET.
Well, good evening there, Rob, and I know you're getting great weather there, too. It's all good weather everywhere. Thanks for joining us. How about KJ6RAY, Ray?
Good evening, Tom. Good evening, everybody in the net. KJ6RAY Mobile.
And good evening there, Ray. Glad to have you joining us this evening. Let's see here. I got one guy heard him out there. How about WA6MQF? Bob, are you out there?
Roger, good evening. Enjoying the great weather. WA6MQF, Big Bear City.
Well, Bob, you're like Mike. We just never know where you are. You guys are up and down the mountain so much. Glad you're up here, though. Alrighty, well, that is the majority of the list, and we have a couple other names here, but people that check in occasionally. Anybody out there this evening would like to check in as a guest? Not a problem. Please come back to KF6Q.
K2BBL Allen checking in late.
K2BBL Allen, gotcha, checked in. Anybody else? Alrighty, well, I think we got everybody, and anybody out there listening, of course, always feel free to join in. Anyway, before we get started here with our main topic, we always do a little report on solar activity and any DX that it has created or destroyed, and if that's available. Anyway, Mike, what do we have cooking up there, hi, besides the sun? Back to you, WB6. CLZ,
KF6Q. Well, the sun ain't really cooking. I mean, unless you're close to it. Hey, before we get there, I just want to welcome HG6IX, Ira, and KD6LBJ, Gary, to Tech 2 tonight. They are logged on to Echolink. Anyway, well, you know, we're Space weather's reporting a sunspot number of 105 and a solar flux index of 120 solar flux units. Yeah, kind of marginal. Sun is a quiet and the activity is low. So, you know, that's the way things are. MUF, though, has been up to 30 megahertz for the last, well, I'm not sure what it was totally today. I think it was 31. But the MUF has risen to 30 megahertz in the last 3 or 4 days. So yeah, there's hope. Cool thing, though, I had a hankering, so I went out in the backyard the other day, strung up, like 15, actually it was 14 foot on each leg dipole, stuck it up in the tree. I mean orange tree, and I mean a two-year-old apple tree, nothing huge. I mean, it was maybe 6 feet off the ground on tripods. Anyway, and then the center was on a tripod. Well, anyway, I was listening on 17 meters, and by golly, IK2CIO near Milan, Italy, popped up. That's 6,040 miles, ladies and gents. Quite a distance. I wasn't able to work him. I'm limited with the little KX3. My battery's to 5 watts, and I usually run it at 3 watts to kind of make the batteries last a little bit longer. But I heard that guy with that little minimal antenna, and things are looking up. Hopefully there's hope. Anyway, back to you, Tom, after my tale awoke.
And this is KSSQ here, Tech Tuesday, and the group every Tuesday that we can. Well, Mike, that's pretty decent. And like you say there, that's well over 6,000 miles, incredible, with just a minimum antenna, but utterly fantastic, and I appreciate that report. Well, that means that 10 meters should have been open if that was 30 megahertz was the MUF, so that's what that all means. If you hear an MUF that's higher than the frequency that you're trying to get out on, that's a good thing. That means that it's working good, so... Anyway, anybody else out there with any DX to report, please come back. All right. Well, Mike, I think you've nailed it again there. So anyway, a couple things. We're going to discuss batteries like we were last week. We're going to continue that on in the next episode of QST, episode, actually edition, which should be out right around the middle of March. So it should be coming up, and that'll be the April issue. But in the meantime, we have a really cool topic, a lot of the different things we can do with our ham radios. One of them is antennas, another is battery power for backup, and the other thing is this thing I'm talking into. It sometimes sounds good and sometimes doesn't. Let me reset. And Mike, real quick, because I'm using the same radio, comparing my audio right now as compared to my audio when I'm on single sideband, is it the same or is the sideband really bad? Or just a real quick report. I mean, a lot of people out there haven't heard this radio on sideband, but is there a difference?
Oh boy, that's a loaded question. No, actually, on 2 meters here, you sound very good. That radio sounds very good on 2 meters. Your sideband needs to be reset. We talked about it today. Sorry about that. Back to you, Tom.
And that's what I get for letting somebody tinker with my radio that I took the field day last year. And so we're gonna have to do a factory reset and probably go back in there and change things. And this is, by the way, the radio I'm talking on is a Yaesu 897, a very good portable, kind of like a backpacking radio, or you can run it as a base, which is what I'm doing now. It's all mode, all frequency, which means basically from 440 all the way down to 160, everything in between, and all modes of modulation, CW, FM, AM, sideband, upper, lower, and all that good stuff, including digital, so pretty cool radio. However, like you said there, Mike, audio is not too bad right now. And let me reset. However, it's different on sideband, and the reason why is this radio has different audio processing circuits and settings for the different modulation modes. So even the power setting is different. mic gain is different for each one. So it's all hidden in there in a menu. And of course, obviously, it makes it a lot of fun to operate if you're searching through all these menus. Unless you have something like Ham Radio Deluxe, you can do it all on the computer. Well, anyway, well, that's what we're going to talk about this evening is the microphone and how you sound, and is there anything you can do about it, or what can be done about it. One quick reset here, and I'll turn it over to Jim in a second. And this right now, this is basically the stock mic came with the radio, hand mic. Of course, there are different mics you can get. And, of course, if you're using an HT, you might say, well, you know what, there's not much I can do. Well, that's not really true. And we have pictures to prove that, but we'll get into that a little bit later. Well, Jim, KJ6KDL, so I, from what I understand, audio processing is an old business slash hobby slash favorite thing of yours. And how did you get started in that? KJ6KDL, KO6Q.
Thank you, Tom. Well, to begin with, I've always been interested in music, played instruments in high school, or actually junior high, didn't carry in high school, got into electronics and photography and all that, computers, but basically developed an audiophile hobby through the years, became a DJ and then a field recording hobby engineer, and just got into the whole thing, gave it up when I moved here, but I still have the gear, could still do it, but yeah, it did. I spent a lot of time on forums with recording engineers, reading books, recording bands and such, learning the techniques to maximize audio for playback, not necessarily for transmit at the time, but definitely learning how to get an electronic device to reproduce human voice and instruments such that when you listen to them, they sound or remind you of the original recording or the original performance. I'll hand it back to you for a second and I'll continue on.
You know, and Jim, that is truly a whole field in its own. And not only just as a hobby, I mean, I think we've all recorded something from time to time. However, what you're talking about there is a professional recording, starting out, you know, of course, from ground zero of being just a hobby and moving all the way up the ladder on that. And there is a lot to that. And in fact, there's a lot of equipment. It could be a little bit simpler today than it used to be, now with a lot of things that you can do with computerized equipment. But either way, been there and say, well, a computer will fix everything. You still need to know what you're doing. Or do like I do, and just don't mess with it. Which I have to. I'm going to have to get involved with this. But, Jim, you are the expert here, and you've got a great outline here of some stuff. So, basically, you know, tell us what you're talking on right now. I think everybody's going to find that this is probably the first greatest thing that you've done lately. Back to you, Jim.
Okay, for those of you who are able to get onto the internet, you can actually view this. I don't think you're going to take their server down. We don't have that many people. But if you go to ARRL.net and search for my call letters, Kilo Juliet 6, Kilo Delta Lima, you'll see my avatar is my base station. The heart of the base station is a Yaesu FT270 handheld plugged into a Radio Shack 19 amp. Way overkill because I planned on something else, power supply. But around that radio is a professional entry level, but professional audio compressor, expander, limiter, gate, all in one, used to shape the sound being recorded by a microphone to give it a different sound, get rid of noise, blah, blah, blah. So if you look at that, you will see some gear up there, a microphone preamp. Also, there is a studio microphone on a homemade base with a big red push button for transmit. And then some very cheap, intentionally very cheap, PC speakers because I really only need to hear the voice. As is not an FM radio for playing stereo music. This is for hearing conversation. I'll break for a second, see if you want to come back on that one.
Well, Jim, and I've seen this in person, if anybody out there is, of course, you really need to see that picture. It looks like this, I'm going to call it, not a Frankenstein, but here's this little device with everything coming out of it in different directions, and it is literally incredible. But it's basically from taking something and just experimenting with it and and adding more stuff. The big red button, is that the make easy button, Jim? Is that what that is?
That is KJ6KDL on Tech Tuesday. Actually, that was a button used for emergency shutoff gear. It's basically a closed reed lever system with a button on the other side that pushes it. So, but it looked really, really cool. And with the red windscreen on the microphone and the red button, it just kind of, it is tailored off the otherwise black and gray microphone equipment.
Well, that's definitely got to be the best and coolest I've ever seen in my life. Well, anyway, so that, if you ever hear Jim out there and he's transmitting from his house, chances are that's what he's using. And, of course, you've added that compressor, expander, and whatever else it does just recently. And I know that's an elaborate piece of equipment, and I'm sure you'll use it for other things too. That actually is really just was the cream on top that basically made the sound all that fantastic. And with all those different terms and everything, with some of the listeners out there know some of that stuff, some of us don't. So, Jim, what I'd like you to do, and we'll just kind of, you know, pause for a little any questions from time to time. Basically, let's just look into your best description, professional description of the basic mic in a handheld radio like you're using there, or like your mobile, which is basically a handheld mic. Why don't you go ahead and give us a little seminar on that. Back to you, Jim. This is KF6Q with Tech Tuesday.
Okay, well, everybody's heard this story. You get what you pay for, and most of us who want to save a few bucks will buy the cheaper thing. And we did that here. Bought the FT-270, and at the time it still was inexpensive, under $200 for a 2-meter handheld. There were others out there, some nicer ones, the FT-60s, a dual band, but there were some other radios out that easily doubled in price, and I didn't think I was ready for that. Well, there's some circuitry in there that I did not get on the FT-270. The transmitter pretty much is the same. Maybe the final stage is a little cheaper, but the electronics of getting out to the antenna, that doesn't change that much. It's all the circuitry around it, and that is the shaping the sound on the microphone when you're transmitting, the quality of the antenna you got when it's leaving the radio, and even the speaker when you're listening. And some people just want small, and once you get small enough, you just can't get good anything. So that microphone, it's usually a small button, probably not much bigger than maybe, I don't know, a little over an eighth of an inch in diameter for the moving part, maybe 3/16. And it can only do so much. It can only move so much in and out and give you so much dynamic range or quality of audio and frequency. So there's a little bit of electronics in there to filter, bass, treble, amplify, possibly some sort of gain control, but not much on the cheaper radios. So you have to be careful. Also, the depth of the plastic where the hole is, where the microphone is, anybody who's bought an FT-270 or other waterproof knows that there's a membrane on that microphone, and if you're not right on it, speaking loudly and clearly, you sound very dry, tinny, quiet. You may not even be audible on your carrier. So number one is speak clearly, speak directly right on the microphone. Get as direct on it as you can. That will maximize your audio, but there's some other things there. I'll hand it back to you.
Question.
Yeah, KD6LAN, Christian, go ahead.
Okay, it's kind of a three-part question. Those of us that graduated from CB remember the power mics. I don't believe I've ever seen one for ham radio, if there is one, and that's one question. And number two question is, some mics, or actually it's not a question, it's a statement, some mics work better speaking directly into them, and some mics work better speaking across the front rather than directly into them. And the third question is, how do you differentiate between the three, or the two?
And that's all good. Those are good questions there, Bill. The power mic, and I'm just going to, before I hand this over to Jim, the only thing I remember from CB is that, CB, of course, originally was AM, and parts of CB went to single sideband. And I know that single sideband for ham radio had a thing called a power mic in the ham circuit. This is going way back, which basically worked. It's probably the same way it worked, Bill, as far as making sure you got all the power and dynamic range from your mic going into the sideband modulating signal. But that's what I take on that. Now, I'm going to hand that question over to Jim. Let's just deal with that question first, and then we'll see if anybody else has anything to add. So first we'll hand it back to you, Jim. Jim, any information on the old CB power mic? KF6Q, Tech Tuesday, and the group.
Thanks, Tom. That's a good question, and it does have many parts, but we'll keep it basic tonight. Basically, when you transmit a signal, there's some math involved, a little bit beyond me. Tom and I talked about it. When you amplify a signal, be it frequency or amplitude modulated, you can, I don't know if you remember this, the old Archer or whatever antenna analyzers, the SWR meters, sometimes had a modulation meter, and they always told you, keep that meter around 70%. And there's some magic in there, but that 70% is really about as high as your signal can go and not hit the limits of its ability to transmit clearly on your signal. And what happens if you turn your power mic up too high is that the signal can't get any louder. It's kind of like digital. You hit a ceiling. Digital just chops it off. But on analog, depending on whether it's transistor or tube, the mix, how the bias circuits are set, sometimes that peak actually inverts and you get two peaks. Sometimes it creates what they call an intermodular distortion of the second or third order, and that means that a tone twice or three times what you're overmodulating can get generated. This is all distortion, and you've heard this before. People get on the mic. I've got a controller on here. I don't know if I can really do this here. It might cut me down, but if I get right on the mic and start talking, you probably understand right now that I am not easy to understand. But if I back off a little bit, the way I have my circuit set up, it takes my voice and keeps it from passing what is theoretically that 70% mark so that I don't overdrive the signal. And that's very important in being clear when you transmit. Some people think that if you're louder, you're going to somehow be heard over another person. And we've heard that as well when two or more people transmit at the same time on CB. They're squealing sounds. And on us, it's the louder signal wins. Sometimes we get some together. So there's a different effect on FM than AM. I think I better break before I trip the repeater. And Tom, I'll hand it back to you to expound on that.
And what Jim is saying there, of course, is that too much, if more is better, that's good, but a whole bunch is really worse. Essentially, causing the distortion, causing the problems, and that the basic power mic, I believe, was the whole circuitry was an attempt, and this is going back, I mean, the one I'm talking about is way back in the 60s, basically to do some of the things that were not even heard of at that time, is basically with the compression or expansion of the range of the mic, and move it all together with something that's going to power modulate, you know, the sideband signal. So anyway, so we'll let that one go. I think that one's pretty much, I think, Bill, it's out there. It's just not heard that much anymore because now all the new circuitry essentially has taken the place of that. So that's why it's probably something of the past, and now it goes by a different name called digital signal processing. And real quick, I'm going to hand it over to Mike. Mike, if you want to pass it back, anything to add there, Mike? WB6CLZ, KF62.
Like you said, Tom, most of the signal correction and everything and altering is done in the rig now rather than the microphone. Although there are various Heil microphones, and Jim, maybe you can, and different manufacturers also that have different frequency responses for different voices and different purposes. So back to you, Tom. Hey, this is fun. This is great.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm talking right now on the stock mic that came with this radio. Saw a friend of mine today, W6BVL. We were over at his house putting up an antenna. It was pretty cool. But he's got the same radio I'm using right now. And I know he uses it a lot because he's had things go wrong, and I'm hoping that if I use mine a lot, the same thing doesn't happen. But he said he's gone through three mics so far because basically... you know, they'll last or they won't last, and they break down. So they're just not that great, the stock mic that you get. Now, if you got, like I say, if you got an HT, you can go buy a what do they call that little speaker mic, and that's pretty cool. That's the first step in the right direction. But you can also go beyond that and add something in between, which we're not going to get into right now, but we will get into later on. So. With all that said, Jim, I think the other thing is, speaking right at the mic, right on top of the mic, I think the main thing is just not to crowd the mic too much, and it depends on that membrane. For Bill's second question of talking by or past or right at it, or I think you have to do that by experimenting, but I'm going to hand that over to you, Jim. This is KF6Q, Tech Tuesday, and the group.
Absolutely, and every microphone performs differently. The one I'm on is a large diaphragm studio mic most people will not have, but if anybody, I know Mike Bodie has one, CLZ, I really would like to have bought that. It's an old D104. That microphone is beautiful for HF. What I have done right now, in case nobody has noticed, is I turned off a adjustment filter on my microphone to allow more bass to come through. Now, there's some limitations. This radio that I'm using has its own EQ filters. We have specific frequency ranges that the radio will and will not do. Most radios will roll down below 200 hertz, possibly 300 hertz, because we have tones down there. Bass is just not a good thing to reproduce. A lot of energy in low frequencies. Here, we'll flip this back, see if anybody has noticed. And so we start off missing those low ends. There's just bass. If you've ever seen a subwoofer, 12-inch, 18-inch subwoofers in cars sometimes. But we have a top limit. AM, HF, usually a little over 2.5, 2.8K, somewhere just under 3 kilohertz. For voice, we don't get into anything really high. Technically, what we're on now in 2 meters in VHF, we could get close to 5. There's a channel limitation. There's another frequency channel coming up next to us. We're chopped off for that. So we really don't get that much out of getting a super dynamic mic like I have, except the fun of having it. That being said, Heil does do EQ on microphones to help cut through noise. And that's going to be my next topic, is noise and background noise. So I'll hand it back to you for a second, Tom.
Well, good deal there, Jim. Yeah, and actually I could tell the difference as you were playing around with the settings there. And it wasn't drastic. It was a subtle change there, but it was noticeable, and especially when you pointed it out. And I think that basically the only thing I can do is either speak up or not. That's all I can do here, you know, or just crowd the mic, and that would, you know, probably sound terrible too. So, but anyway, with all that said, Jim, I mean, we've skipped over basically the speaker part. And essentially, that's because we, you know, speakers are speakers, and we can always get into that maybe later on as far as adding an external speaker to listen to your audio. But basically, right now, I think the most important thing we'll focus on, and as you can see, that our time is running. I told you this, we would never have enough time for this, but that's okay. We've got weeks ahead. Not a problem. Well, anyway, so, Jim, I'm just looking at your summary here. We've pretty much what happens with the exceeding the frequency range and gain. You've covered that. I'm going to hand it back to you. This is your outline, and appreciate all the information here, Jim. KJ6KDL, KF6Q, Tech Tuesday, and the group.
Comment.
Go ahead, comment.
Okay, this is Bob, WA6MQF here. And I've professionally been involved in audio a great deal of my life, too. Well, you talked about the, you know, clipping off the lows, not clipping, but reducing lows, reducing highs and stuff. And there have been a lot of surveys done that determined what frequency components of spoken sound actually convey the information the best, the strongest. And very low frequencies use lots of energy and do practically nothing. They maybe make the sound more robust, but they don't make it more penetrating through noise. And the same with the high frequencies. And so in the business that hams are in, communication, they contour the frequency response of the system, not necessarily the mic, but the electronics behind it, to pass those frequency components that are the most transfer the information and the sound the most. WA6MQF.
And can I comment on that, Jim? Yeah, and Bob, I think what we're looking at there too with, like, with my radio here, a lot of that is adjustable with settings that go beyond what I even know. I mean, I not being in that in a professional sense as yourself and Jim has done in the past, but that's good information. Did not know that. I know that the bass always sounds cool. At least it did in high school. You know, and I think we all love that subwoofer, you know, for effects with a movie. But, yeah, for basic information, that's another thing. So this is all important. So I guess, Jim, we don't want to exceed and distort, but possibly there could be different settings. And that's what's really great about knowing these settings. If you're trying to reach out and touch someone in Milan, Spain, or over there, or somebody that's maybe just over in Arizona close by, and you want to sound really, really cool. So anyway, Jim, I'll hand it back to you. And good information there, Bob. Appreciate that. KJ6KDL, KF6Q.
Yes, Bob, that was a good transition into something I was about to bring up, and that is basically the frequency spreads that we have in ham radio were derived from those studies and those findings. And when you listen to most people, right now my voice is a little deeper because I'm still recovering from an ear, nose, throat thing, but basically our voice range between roughly 800 hertz for really low, when you consider it for voice, to about 3,200 hertz, that covers most gamuts of male and female speech, not considering singing. I'm not talking about alto sopranos and squealing break sounds, but voice, direct conversation in phase out of a clean speaker those are the ranges, and that's radio was designed around that. Even AM radio, when you get in your car, listen to what you can hear and what you cannot hear. You, if you remember listening to a good song on your CD, record player, MP3, whatever you got, nice headphones, and you get in your car, there's a lot of musical components listening, but when those guys talk, you can hear them, and that's on purpose. So, that being said, digital signal processing came up, and by the way, just in case I can't remember us saying it, we're in March QST, page 76, where we built this from. There's a nice one page called You're on the Air Sound, and they get into this a little bit, and that's what we're expounding on. Bob Heil has made his nice fortune lately on making Heil microphones, headsets, speakers that tailor your audio going out your radio and tailoring your audio coming back so you can hear other people. And this is a very exacting deal. If you're doing a contest, there's adjustments to take out a little more bass, a little more treble, and center that frequency, hoping to get your sound through. And if you have an 897 DEASU or maybe a Kenwood TS-590 or better, you'll notice there's different adjustments you can make, and the sound changes as you change those knobs. You pick one that sounds good to you for the band you're on. That's doing a lot of work. I'll take a break, see if anybody has an interjection here.
Comment.
Yeah, I got a comment out there, and this is KF6Q Tech Tuesday in the group for ID. Before I hand this over to the comment there, here again, too, contesting versus casual conversation. A couple of different things there to look at, but I always know that the audio I used to hear, sometimes I could hear the music great, couldn't hear the words they were saying, but I don't know. Who knows? Anyway, yes, comment, go ahead. KF6Q, Tech Tuesday in the group.
I'm sorry, and I have a question. I'm Delta the Improvo.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I know there was a comment, but I switched headphones. My name's David. I'm Kilo 6 Delta the Improvo. Really interesting. I was wondering if I could Jim's call sign. Maybe get back to him in the future about headphones and microphones, something like that. I think it's Jim. He seems very knowledgeable. Can I get his call sign real quick?
Hey, Jim, want to give your call sign, possibly your email address you could use for that, too. Go ahead.
Yes, that's Kilo Juliet 6, Kilo Delta Lima, KJ6KDL. Also at ARRL.net. I have a couple of other emails, but I'll save those for later. That'll get to me.
Okay, thanks. So, okay, I'll get the ARRL. All right, so it's Kilo Juliet 6 Kilo Papa. Did I get the right prefix or missing one letter?
Yeah, that was Kilo Delta Lima. So that's, K for relay, D for diode, and L for choke, so.
Okay. All right, very good. Yeah, thank you. I didn't mean to interrupt, guys. I'm Kilo 6 Delta Bravo, and I run a Heil mic, and I'd like to do an HF and some audio. I don't know this repeater too well, so I don't want to be too loud. But very good. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. I mean, your call sign, because good information out here.
Okay, well, we do this every Tuesday from about 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock, so always feel free to join us, and we always work with something different each week, but this one may go on for a few weeks because it's a pretty deep topic there. All right, we did have another question coming out there, and I think that might have been you, Bill. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I forgot half. I forgot half of it now. Geez, darn, Jim, your voice sounds better. Okay, my comment was on overdriving a mic and the difference between AM and FM, if you want to hear the difference between clarity and signal strength, look at the difference between a FM stereo station and an AM stereo station. I think you'll notice that the AM stereo station is so much clearer, so much, a lot better, simple terms. Also, as far as the mic clarity, if you'll notice the way I'm talking now, which is in the same voice, but much closer, and this is in the same voice, but much farther away, you'll see the difference in overdriving a mic.
And actually, that when you got really close, I thought you had just jumped out of the radio and were standing next to me. It was that much of a difference. And far away, a little bit quieter, and of course, what you do normally was perfect. And this is one thing, Jim, as we'll, I'm going to hand it back to you here in just a second. Setting up the best way you sound, you need help from a buddy out there or a friend or somebody. Because basically, I can't hear what I sound like. And unless you have somebody out there to say, okay, we'll do this and then find out, you know, what that sounds like. So you need help to do that. It's hard to do it by yourself, if not impossible. So anyway, that just to mention that, it's something that, and of course anybody here on Tech Tuesday would be happy to help anybody else. That's what we do. So anyway, Jim, I'm going to hand it back to you. And I know you're keeping track of where you're at there, so. But very good information. Good information there, Jim. Carry on. KJ6KDL, KF6Q, Tech Tuesday in the room.
Your comment.
We got another comment. Go ahead.
This is a non-technical comment. Bob, WA6MQF here. If you've never had opportunity to, it's quite enlightening to hear what your recorded voice sounds like. Because when I'm speaking into the HD here, I'm not hearing the sound traveling through the air. I'm hearing it travel through tissue in my body. And that it gets to my sensors with a different medium in between it than traveling through the air into a mic, through electronics, back through some more electronics, and into a diaphragm of a speaker, and then through the air into your ear. But I was shocked the first time I heard myself, somebody recorded something I said and played it back on a tape recorder, and I couldn't believe that was how I sounded. Anyway, just a bit of a comment, WA6MQF.
All good information there, Bob, and for some reason your audio actually sounds better tonight, and I don't know why. Maybe you've changed something there, or maybe it's just me. But anyway, Jim, go ahead. KF6Q Tech Tuesday in the room.
Well, that was almost a perfect segue into what I was about to say next. And WA6MQF does not have the outline that the rest of us, the other of us have. But basically, that is true. And hold on, I'll have an announcement here that we've been waiting to do for over a year. Yes, and that's what I did here. I actually have another HT that I use for travel, and I plugged in an earpiece, stuck it in one ear, and I stood here by the makeshift base station, and I went to a Simplex frequency and announced myself and started playing with adjustments and listened to myself until I got it into a ballpark. And then I actually called KF6Q Tom and talked to him and made a couple of more little minor adjustments based on his suggestions. So, yes, I can't hear what the output is. If I had some measurement gear, I could probably get close, and any of us electronics know that electronic specs and measurements were kind of like a resume. You have to call it in for an interview, so I called on Tom. So that being said, as well as the microphone, noise is an issue, background noise. Try to turn off the fans. I know it's going to be summer. Some people will be next to the window air conditioner. So something, but if you can help cancel background noise, it makes your voice that much clearer. It's amazing how what difference that makes. Some microphones pick up background like this one. I've made adjustments to try to clamp that down. And for those of you who are interested, I have been recording these Tech Tuesdays, most of them, almost all of them, for the last almost 2 years. And write this down, my call letters, HTTPS for secure, /KJ6KDL.com. It's not a pretty site, but there is a Tech Tuesday link, and we've got recordings. This one will come up probably this weekend. I think I'm recording it. I missed the very beginning, but you can actually hear. If you've been transmitting, you can hear what you sound like after I've cleaned up some noise. So that'll be very interesting so that you can hear yourself. And what I said near the beginning, that's at the end of this page 76 of the March QST, the best thing you can do is speak well into the microphone, clearly find your distance, have a buddy help you. Go to Simplex. It's just amazing what you can do without buying gear.
And Jim, I want to, anybody out there who did not catch that, if you ever type in any kind of a search or whatever, most of your searches are http://www or whatever. Jim has got his own server. It's a secured site. So it's HTTP with an S, https://. If you don't include that S, you won't get there from here. So just thought I'd add that in, Jim. And congratulations, Jim. Yes, and thank you very much. I think we've been doing the Tech Tuesday for 3 years now, going on four. And Jim, I thought, and you believe it or not, I think you've, unless I'm counting wrong, you picked it up about maybe 6 months after we started, so we really all appreciate that. We've got some old episodes on file. Anyway, back to you, Jim. This is KF6Q, Tech Tuesday and the group, and we're not going to get everything this evening. Obviously, we're not getting through the whole list here, but Jim, maybe you could go back and summarize what we've done so far, as it's now getting close to 8 o'clock, and then let us know what we're going to head on to for next week.
Okay, well, we got a phone call coming. I want to do one thing on microphones, because that was what the article was about. I have an inexpensive microphone for using out in the field, and I'm going to unplug my fancy microphone gear and plug this in. I think it's going to trip the radio into a false transmit for a second, but I'm going to switch, and then you get to hear what I sound like on a basic. And you can judge for yourself, can you hear the difference? And then ask yourself, how good is the speaker on the radio you're listening to? Give me just a sec here. I'll be right back. Okay, now I'm transmitting on a field microphone for a lapel, and it's a little tiny condenser mic with a hole that's so small it's amazing that I can even tell it's there, and I'm transmitting on that. So listen to what I did sound like with almost $300 worth of audio gear on the front side, and then I put in a $15 microphone. Back to you, Tom. KJ6KDL.
Go back to the other one.
Jim, did you actually kick in the audio gear there to clean that up? Is that what you were showing us there?
Okay, I'm back. Yeah, that was what I did is I unplugged the whole audio chain going into the radio. And what I did, in case anybody's interested, I bought a TNC adapter for the ASU, which gives you a place for microphone in and audio out to go to your sound card. But I put audio gear on it, not a computer, so I could actually unplug it, which is what I just did.
And that's all incredible stuff. So speaker with a better mic. So, well, anyway, possibly not sure what we're going to do with our tech hour with our club meetings. Got a lot of really cool stuff coming up, but we're not going to steal the show tonight with that. We'll announce that later on. Jim, so basically, really as a summary there, great information, and, you know, I appreciate you sharing all this with us, and we've got way more to cover. I don't even think we got off of page one out of three pages here. Back to you, Jim.
No, we didn't. And for those who are curious on the audio conditioning, maybe we can do that later. Maybe I can, when you're normally talking, that your voice looks like a triangle with a really skinny point and a nice wide base, and you're trying to get that voice to sound more full, like what I did here. I'm basically changing the shape of the sound, and imagine that triangle looks more like the bottom end of an egg, rounded kind of like a French curve. It's altering the sound, and in its own form, it's a form of distortion or altering of the original signal. The big thing is to balance that so that it embellishes your audio so that it can be heard more clearly, because if you overdo it, you hit the ceiling, you create a square wave, and a square wave is not audible. It's just buzzing sound. So you have to be careful what kind of adjustments you do. Some of you have radios that have a gain control. I have a FT2900 in the car, and I can punch up the amplitude of the gain for my microphone, but I have to be very careful because I will distort that audio, and instead of being heard, I will just be annoying. And it might be annoying to adjacent channels. Intermodular distortion spreads out of the spectrum of your channel into adjacent channels, and people hear static. If you're bad enough, like I was on CB days, people come from other towns to your frequency to yell at you. It's that bad. You really want to keep your audio under control. You can make enemies who can't hear you. If you want to hear a sound of a really bad audio, there's a guy who comes in from the UK. If he's listening, hopefully he hears. He has his microphone gain up very loud, and he blasts through to the point I can't understand him, and I have to turn the volume down. So control that audio. If you have any questions, email me. KJ6KDL, back to you, Tom.
Question.
Okay, question, go ahead.
Jim, isn't gain control basically the same thing as a power mic, turn them up, turn them down, to where you can over-modulate KD6LA?
That is absolutely true. Some radios include that. If you see the letters AJC, automatic gain control, to a point, it will try to fight that so that you don't overdo it. It does have some idiot controls in there, but it's not, you know, if you buy a cheaper radio, it can only do so much. There's a reason why my radio cost only a couple hundred dollars, and there's a nice base station over there. Multiple frequencies, but it's over 1,000. There's some over 2,000. There's a lot of conditioning circuits to help you sound better when you transmit and help the people you're listening to sound better when you receive them. So audio conditioning is a big thing. I have a $200 radio with over $300 worth of gear. Could have bought a $500 radio and saved myself a lot of work, but it sure does look cool. Back to you.
Yeah, and one thing to add there, too, the gain control on a mic is kind of like the volume control on your speaker, but then there's the tone, the treble, the bass, and if you actually had an equalizer section, if you could picture an equalizer section for an old amp going into, for the speakers, you know, you can control all these different areas. Well, in a nutshell, and that's just, we're just going to just say just that, we'll get into more detail later. That's what the DSP will do to your mic going out. We're all used to doing that in the past, coming in, and what we hear for stereo gear. What we're trying to do is do the reverse on the microphone. So actually the audio, the mic gain is actually just a real basic control to give you something to adjust there. So But anyway, all right. Well, it's 8 o'clock, and we're going to call for any questions. Please come back. We're going to get close to closing the net here. A lot of good stuff here. Any questions or comments, please come back to KF6Q and Tech Tuesday in the group.
After net contact, Tom.
I always stick around after the net. And was that, is there anybody else in there? One more time.
KG6PO.
Yes, Harold, go ahead.
You know, I told you that last week or week before that I was still only getting about S9 on a repeater over here in Riverside. And I discovered this evening that I am truly an RF genius. My antenna is on a mast on the back of my car. The bottom of it's 7 foot off the ground, and the tip is 12 foot. And I checked it. It was S9, and I sat here for about 2 minutes, and I got out and looked and moved my car 2 foot up. I got the top foot and a half out of the limbs, and I went all the way back to full bore, full quieting. AD6PO proves I'm a genius.
And it's going to be a while before I stop chuckling with that, and all in good taste. I found that the leaves and things like that can definitely suck up some of your signal there, so in both directions. Well, good deal. Never heard any difference on your signal here. It was always full quiet in the end of the repeater, so glad that we're all full scale there. Anyway, anybody else? Any other questions or comments? Please come back as we're getting ready to close Tech Tuesday for today.
Quick comments.
And I was going to hand it back to you anyway, Mike, but yes, go ahead.
Hey, when we were talking about having a friend to help you set up your audio, you know how these are set up, the radios I have now are set up by putting it into the test mode or turning your power down to zero. You push the monitor button, you put your headphones on, and you talk into the microphone and adjust it. And it's supposed to be pretty close to your on-the-air signal. So if you get all your friends mad at you, that's the way we do it. Back to you, Tom. Hey, great Tech Tuesday. And Jim, thank you so much for the info. This is great, and I'm looking forward already to next week's. Back to you, Tom. This is WB6CLZ.
And I just stopped laughing about that one, too, about the if you make all your friends mad or don't have any. Well, that's good. I didn't really know. I don't know if my radio will do that. Maybe it will. But you know what? It's always kind of cool to have somebody listen up for you. But very good. Very good deal there. Well, anyway, got a comment on that, Jim. This is, like I said before, Jim had volunteered to do this. He's been working on putting this thing together for about a week. And he sent me this list of his outline, and we're still on page one of 3 pages, and there's all kinds of stuff, even though the next 2 pages really get into more detail. So we have barely scratched the surface. All good stuff. I think there's a lot of good new information for a lot of us out there, and or out here, I should say, and, you know, it's all good. So, Jim, appreciate that, and one more time back around to you, and thanks again, Jim. Greatly appreciate this. This is KF6Q Tech Tuesday in the group to KJ6 KDL.
Well, I was glad to do it. I'll look at the outline. Maybe we can buff it up a little bit, come up with some ideas to do for next Tuesday, just to change it up a little bit and stay on topic. But that's everybody's goal for this weekend or this week coming up is practice with your microphone. Practice enunciation, and if you did speak on Tech Tuesday this time or in the recent past, find my website at kj6kdl.com with an HTTPS for secure, and click on Tech Tuesday and hunt for the audio and play it. I think it automatically streams now. I had a problem with you had to download the MP3 first, which is still cool, but that should work. And think of some questions to ask me about. What about my speaker? Right now I've got a like Tom said yesterday, I've got a quarter-size speaker in my FT-270, but I'm not using it. And I have a really nice-size speaker in the car for my radio there, and that really helps too. So we've talked about how to get your voice to sound good going into the antenna, so now coming back. How can you better hear the people coming back to you from the other side? Back to you, Tom.
Comment.
Go ahead, comment.
Thanks, Tom. Yeah, other than Jim's voice, I think this is one of the best Tech Tuesdays we've had in a long, long, long time. And also, just an FYI, I think basically what everybody needs to do is just learn their mic and their radio and be able to converse that way, the proper way, because every radio, every mic is going to be different, every voice is going to be different, and I think that's the bottom line. Everybody needs to learn their mic and their radio. 86 LAN.
Yeah, and you know what? There's a lot of different articles we do in QST, and this is one that was actually in QST, but we took it beyond that, and we did that because there we have somebody out there that's very knowledgeable about that. So this happened only because of Jim and all the stuff he's had. So that's good stuff there, Jim. Appreciate that. And you know, and there's another thing here to be said too. If you're using an HT and you're using a hand mic on an HT, you're gonna sound like you're gonna sound like. I mean, there's not a lot you're gonna do unless you start going beyond that. So like Bill, like you were saying there, Bill, best thing to do is optimize that, because that's what you're gonna be using. You're gonna be using that. That's your work mic, your day in and out mic, day in, day out microphone that you're going to use, and get it to the best point where at least where it's good for you. Now, if anybody out there has got an HF rig, now you're back up there on second plate. You're going to be actually a lot you can do. Different class of radios, different class of microphones, and this is actually where we're moving to the next level with this. So, anyway, good stuff. One more call, last call for questions and comments. All right, well, ran a little bit over, but not too bad. And great information as always. It's always good. Sometimes it's better than others. Just like antennas and just like microphones. So, all right, well, QST, QST, QST. This is Tom Fry, KF6Q, Net Control for the Tech Tuesday Net. Thanking everybody who participated this evening. Extra special thanks to Jim and all the information that he brought forward. And we're going to move forward again with this next week and probably after that too. So we'll stay right on top of this, and then we'll catch up on batteries again after we're done with this. So anyway, once again, time to close the net at 2000 hours, 9 minutes. Please join us again next Tuesday, same time, 1900 hours, right here, K6BB. Thanks again. Returning the repeater back to normal use. This is KF6Q.